Girls Podcast. I'm Kristen.
I'm Yolanda.
And I'm Jessie.
We did it.
We did it. I like how Beanie. Didn't.
Oh, yes. And he's in the back. Being a little fat cat laying down.
I love that.
He's a cutie. I'm obsessed with that. So we are back this week with another fun episode. But before we launch into that, how are you guys doing? How's the past couple weeks been? We had a lot of like Disney stuff go on. Like,
oh, so busy.
Flower and Garden. So much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Festival of the Arts ended. Flower and Garden started. The new Figment backpack again came out today. It restocked at Epcot. It was a whole thing. It's fine.
I'm happy you were able to get it though. Honestly, literally, a lot of Flower and Garden food this year looks so good.
You know, the food was very hit and miss. Some of it was really good, and then some of it was not great. So even if it looked pretty, like, the taste was kind of eh.
Wasn't, like, all there.
Yeah. And again, that could be just first-day jitters. It always happens. It's going to taste and look different every single time you go. So
that's true.
Yeah, honestly.
That is so true.
Yeah. But no, it was really good. You know, there's a lot of food options. So it really depends on like what you're looking for food-wise.
There is a lot of
and drinks. Yeah.
And I think this festival lasts a really long time too. So
till end of May.
Yeah.
A long time.
I haven't been yet.
Yeah.
I'll probably go when I get back. I'll probably go later, like toward May. So
yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
And they have new topiaries and stuff this year too. So
yeah, they do.
I'm so excited to see Star and
they're cute.
Asha.
Very cute. Yeah. I mean, you
I
can't
like
miss
the Goofy one too, where he's like blowing the dandelions. That one's really cute.
Yeah.
Do they Conto have anything in front of Figment now that he's moved?
Nope. There's flowers.
That's tragic.
That's kind of weird.
It's really weird. I don't like that Figment is in the middle of Epcot.
I don't like the middle of Epcot. So
I also don't like the middle of Epcot. And like,
I don't like it either. I think so. What I was confused about of why they moved him and put him there, because everyone on Facebook was like so happy. They were not Facebook, like YouTube. They were freaking out about it. But like, they put him there and then they didn't make any merch with him. So like, why didn't he build an orange bird topiary? Yeah.
I think it would have made sense for in the center of Epcot to have whatever like the mascot is for the festival. Yeah. And it's not Figment this year. Like there's no, remember last year they had that backpack that I got, the garden one, and they had
and
that
the
whole
hat.
Like,
we got the bucket hat, me and Jesse.
The terrarium line, and it was him. So like that would have made sense. But yeah, amazing. Orange bird is everywhere, which is fine, but like.
It's questionable. Yeah. It's questionable.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't understand.
Established, they make a lot of questionable decisions.
More and more, I just think that like Disney needs our help. But it's
we are here to help.
Yeah, and all
our consulting rates are very reasonable, Disney. Like very reasonable.
Yeah.
So like you can afford all three of us because we're like very affordable. So
I
even thought that I was watching like the coverage of Disney Channel Night, and apparently like the line for the little light Mickey was like really bad, like was like 2 hour longs, and you could only do a video or a picture, and it wasn't moving well. And I was like, I could have told you that was going to be your biggest line, but
did we learn nothing from Jollywood Nights?
Apparently,
yeah.
So anyway, it's always funny to see what Disney does. I did Disney race, and if anyone's watching, I queued up and spent way too much money on this jacket that I'll never wear outside of the house because I don't like colors. So.
Because you don't like the colors.
It has thumb holes, guys, and then it has a space for your Apple Watch.
Oh, that's cool.
It is really cool. And then it has like a lot of hidden pockets. It has a pocket in the back. However, I'm pretty sure that it's made for people who need to be warm while they run. So not in Florida. But I was like influenced because what happened was all my friends that live in Chicago and Philly were buying one. They all bought one. And then there was an option to buy a shirt and or pants that looked like this. But they were all buying one and I wasn't going to not have one. So then I spent $100.
That's FOMO. You got to get one.
Then I spent $100 and do I love it? Ish.
Ish.
But I own it.
There you go. So,
I have that feeling about a couple things of Disney that I own too. And it's like, I mostly love it, but also if I was like going through my collection and I had to sell something, this would be the first one I sell.
Yes.
I'm really trying this year, really trying to spend less money on merch.
I know you are. You didn't want a Figment backpack.
I'm trying.
I know, that was
I'm
a
like
little
really,
shocking.
I'm really trying. I'm making it, and not like less money on things. Let me clarify that, because I will spend money on drinks and things. But like my goal is just that my house has so much stuff and it is filling up quickly. And I don't know how it's filling up quickly. I've only lived in this house for 3 years, but she's filling up. So I'm really trying to buy less Disney merch, not less small shop merch.
Yeah.
So less, that's the loophole. Less Disney like corporate. If I can support a small artist, I'm going to buy it. But I'm trying to support Disney
corporate merchandise.
I'm trying to support Disney corporate left. But don't quote me during Halloween, please. Thank you so much.
Or on your trip to Japan, because that's or all on
my trip. No, they're gonna get a lot of my money in Tokyo. Yeah, a ton of it.
They're gonna get a lot of my money in Tokyo. Everyone's
and my money.
I might not have like niche posting time, but I will have time to send you guys. But I'll only have Wi-Fi, so I'll have to use probably like Facebook.
WhatsApp.
Figure it out.
Yeah, we can do WhatsApp or something.
Yeah, because David and I rented a pocket Wi-Fi. Anyways, we can get into our topic, but
I like our ranting so much more.
Yeah, you know,
we'll do a podcast episode when Yolanda gets back, all about Tokyo Disney, because inquiring.
I'm gonna try and like put pictures in our Dropbox too, because I'm excited about the vending machines, which sounds funny. But
I'm excited about all of it.
Same. I can't wait to see pictures.
I know.
I'm so excited. So yeah, let's move on to our actual topic instead of us just chatting. So we were talking the other day and we realized that between the three of us, we have actually been to all of the water parks in Central Florida. Yeah. Jesse and I, the other day, you know, we work for We Do Travel Right, and we had to go just to, you know, get some content over there at Volcano Bay. So like that was, I think, the last one really for Jesse. Yolanda's been singing the praises of Volcano Bay now for ages. And then we also thought it was topical because Disney released that promo in 2025. You will get admission to a water park for free on the day of your check-in. So we had thoughts about that too.
It is a good deal.
Yeah.
I have thoughts. I think, you know, yeah, I have thoughts. Which
we know why they're doing it in that date range.
Correct. We kind of have suspicions as to why they're doing it in 2025. Epic Universe. Is that kind of enough to like get people to stay at Disney instead of staying at Universal, which is more affordable, which has more perks, all that? I think personally, and then we can kind of get into it, I think if they allowed you to use that water park day when you wanted to use it,
that
instead of on your check-in day and on your check-in day only, that would be a better draw for
people.
What
if you check in at 3 o'clock, the water park closes at 5?
Correct.
Well, I also found that interesting with the check-in time, because it won't take us too long to raid the water parks, but with the check-in time, I found that super interesting. Normally, you can't check in until around 3 or 4 if you're making it. Sometimes you can get earlier, but if you have like a family of littles, you're not going to really want to use the lobby restroom to get everyone changed. And you are not flying from North Dakota in a bathing suit.
No.
So sorry, if it's snowing, you're not
wanting to use the changing room at either of the water parks either, because they are busy or they're, you know, wet or what. Again, as a mother, I'm like, I want to get my children ready where I kind of have control over this situation, because so much can go horribly wrong. And as your kids are younger and younger and younger, so much more can go horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Like, we're out of the diaper kind of era, thank goodness. But like, that's a whole other.
When you're in the pull-up diaper era. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's a whole other thing. So like, So I think it's interesting. And now, you know, Jesse and I having seen Volcano Bay, I'm kind of wondering if that is enough to get people to stay there.
I think you can definitely tell that they're trying to add value.
Yeah.
I will say, because they clearly know that people might venture out a little bit. So they're definitely like trying to add value somewhere, but I'm not sure that that is the right place.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I don't know that that's going to draw them in.
No. And like you said, like it would be way more useful if I could take a rest from a park day by laying at Typhoon Lagoon or like, honestly,
halfway
I think
your trip or something like that instead. Yeah.
Yeah. I think people would have been way happier with just a Mears ticket.
Yeah.
I think that would have drawn in people way more, because again, like, you're not offering me transportation if I'm not renting a car. Now I got to get a Uber to the hotel, change, drop off my bags, then take the bus to Typhoon. And don't forget, everyone, you can't take a bus to Typhoon Lagoon from the resorts. You got to go to Spring.
They'll change that. Now, maybe they will change that next year.
Maybe they will. But as far, I just stayed at a hotel 2 weeks ago. It wasn't changed yet. So you are, you think about your travel day here. You are literally going to get to the airport, get an Uber and or Mirror's bus, get to the hotel, drop your bags, change maybe, or maybe you came from Miami, who knows. Then you're going to get on a bus to Springs to get on a bus to the water park. That sounds exhausting.
That's and the water park closes at 5.
And then by then someone's hungry and someone's fighting. Like literally you're fighting or you're hungry. That's it.
Yeah.
There's a lot hidden
because like on the surface, I feel like that sounds like a good promotion. But if you actually dive into the numbers and the time, no, again, this could all change because it's for 2025. So we're like a solid 9 months away from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like if you actually start breaking it down in the logistics of it, it's not really a good value for your dollar. Again, unless they change it and you can go anytime during your trip, because then you have the opportunity to plan it into your trip and say, we get in on a Sunday, we're going to go to the water park on Wednesday.
See, and yeah. I would love that because you could put it in the middle. You could
even
the day after check-in, but the day of check-in, that seems a little crazy.
I don't know. And how are they, again, like, aren't you going to have people complain that land or their flight gets delayed and then you're getting in the next day and it's like, okay, well, no, that's not technically my check-in. Like that, I just feel like logistically there's going to be like a lot for the poor cast members that are on the ground to kind of deal with people complaining that they've missed or, you know, I didn't know the water park closed at 5. So I got here, I chose my flight, you know? Again, is more reason to use a travel agent, honestly, but like,
what if
you're not? Honestly, I mean, I don't know. I mean, again, that's on you for not making that terrible decision.
If you're like vacation club members and maybe you've been coming for years, but you just haven't done the water parks, you may think that you know it. You may think like, I got this. And then you quickly realize this is a chunk of time. To the more seasoned travelers, it would still be like I just said, like that's still time wise is 3 hours. Like even if you are seasoned in Disney, you can't break up that time. It's still 3 hours of airport traffic to there. Like
I was on a Metro Express bus that like broke down one time too. So like you don't know if like the mirror, like you just, maybe there's so much that could happen, you know. And the other thing too, and we'll get into like ranking the water parks.
Yeah,
you know, Jesse and I went to Volcano Bay yesterday, and I gotta be honest with you, it really blows both Disney water parks completely out of the water. No pun intended. Like,
yeah. I was gonna say, we can start our ranking because I think we might all agree on one. Is the number one Volcano Bay?
The
only complaint that we had about Volcano Bay was physically getting to Volcano Bay difficult because you get there, you have to park in a specific part of the garage. Jesse and I had to cross like 9 lanes of traffic to get into the Volcano Bay parking lane, which there was like a golf thing going on. So the traffic yesterday was like it was awful, which normally it won't be like that for you if you're going, but it was really bad. And then you have to get on the bus to get there. And like they pack that pack bus. They don't a few people on it and send it off and have the next one come. Like it's parked there and they are packing you in like sardines. And if you get motion sickness like Jesse and I do, or you just can't handle that, it was really stressful.
And they had a stand on that accordion part, the wiggly part of the bus.
Yeah.
I could not watch the sides because the sides were like I was like, okay,
a 5 minute bus ride. It's not like 2 minutes. Like it's a solid 5, 6, 7 minutes that you're like on that bus squiggling around.
I hated that. I
agree with that because I have been on that bus in the stark of summer, like in like 90, and it is rough. Yeah, I would agree that is absolutely Volcano Bay's massive downside.
That's the only downside. The Disney parks, you can just park and walk right in and you're good. Yeah. That's like easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, if you're staying at Cabana Bay, you know, there's like a walkway. So that changes it a little bit. And that's more of a reason to kind of, again, stay at Universal.
There is.
Yeah. I literally told Chris and I was like, I wonder if next time I can park at Cabana Bay or Aventura and walk over. Because
for me, the biggest, like, I would say like upside with Volcano Bay that I've noticed while I've been there is it's pretty, like, for my mom, it's like pretty wheelchair accessible.
Yes,
they have a lot of like ramps, the walkways are big, open spaces. But of like the Tapu Tapu band, I feel like makes, so I had a Universal annual pass when I first moved here for a couple years, but the last few times I've been to Volcano Bay, I've bought a ticket every time. So it's like $89. And I just think that it makes your money so worth it. They give you this band when you go in and you tap into rides. And like, like I said, I've been like in like August, and like sometimes the water roller coaster that they have gets up to like a 3-hour wait.
Wow.
So yeah. Oh, it gets crazy. So you can tap into that. And I've also seen it where you can't tap in anymore. Like they'll tap the ride line out. So normally a lot of people tap in the beginning of the day, but instead of like other water parks where you're waiting up the stairs, whether or not you're carrying a float, you can go do other stuff. You can eat lunch. You can get in the lazy river. You can get in the rapid river, the wave pool. And it makes you feel like you're getting so much more out of your day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, so that's my, like, to me, that's what makes it number one.
Like, they don't offer like standby queues at all. So either you get there and you can get on the ride right away. There's no wait, or you scan into the ride. You are not waiting regardless. There's no standby. And like Yolanda said, you're not carrying your, you're not getting your tube at the bottom and then like carrying it up a flight of stairs. Like it is all done for you, which I feel like, and I'm sure you'll all agree with me, like that's, oh, and well, I'm going to say this part and then I'm going to say the part I'm thinking of.
Yes.
The other thing we noticed is like outside of each ride, they have that shoe rack. So like you could literally wear your shoes and then put them on this rack and get them when you're done. So like little tiny details like that, I feel like they literally polled people and said like, what would make your water park experience better?
Easier.
And then they did those things. They did that.
Like not having to burn my feet around the water park and being able, because like I said, a lot, I'm a barefoot girly, but now that I have like plantar, whatever the heck, I used to walk around that park barefoot. But one time I went in September and I was dying. I was like, oh no. And then literally David was like, just bring your shoes. There's a thing by the, like, there's cubbies and that are free by the rides.
Yeah.
And then also like, I feel like some people would like this, but some people might not, but it made, I am really afraid of rides. Like I specifically water rides. I'm really afraid of like flipping over the side.
Me too.
And so a negative and a positive of Volcano Bay is for any of the raft rides, they do weigh you. They're not going to like shout out the number, but they do put you on like a standing scale and then they'll either break you up, break your group up or send you on your merry way and place you in the ride. My friend group, we have gotten broken up before into like 2 and 3 instead of the 5 of us. And it was a little like, oh, that sucks. But also it kind of made me, someone who was very spooked, feel a lot better because I'm okay, clearly they're not risking it for the biscuit and I'm not about to go over the side of this ride. Like, because I've seen videos on YouTube of like people falling out of. So I also really loved that they're using technology for safety.
Yeah.
I liked that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're not just guessing it and it's not up to like the 16-year-old running the ride to be like, oh, you look like you could be over 150 pounds. So maybe it's fine. Like, you know, it's like, no, this is the law. You have to make sure that you, No, I like that. We didn't go, I mean, we were there for work. So we didn't like go on rides. Everyone's like, oh, did you have a blast? Did you like this? And we're like, we were working. We literally had a blast.
It's not like one scale. It's not like one square. It's like a large, soft square that all of you stand on.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. They're not shouting out like, hey, Miss Ma'am, 270 in the back. They're not doing that. Okay. Like they're just gonna split you up.
They have your party get there to see like what would be the safest way for you to ride that ride. That's amazing. Like they ain't doing that at either Typhoon or Blizzard Beach. They're not doing that.
I know. No. Which I really loved. And then also I really liked the food. I love the food at Volcano Bay.
The food was so good.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. And the ice cream, so good. So messy.
It's like 4 layers.
It was, every single bite I took was a different color.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so cool.
I've never had it, but it looks, I can't eat it, but it looks delicious.
Does it have red dye in it?
I think so. Yeah, David's had it. I've never asked, but David's had it and it did look really good.
You should ask, because if you can eat it, then you have to.
Yeah, it looks so beautiful.
Good. So good.
It was really good. It was messy, but it was really good.
Yeah, very messy.
But yeah, every time that I go there, there's also like just really like ambiance music playing throughout the park.
Yeah, I love that.
They separate the areas really well, but also in a really smart way. So by the drop slides, which are geared for more obviously like adults, there's like a kid area right to the left of the drop slides.
Yeah.
And that's not even the biggest kid area. It's like a separate kid area. All the rivers have multiple exits throughout the park. Yeah. It's not just two. So it makes for a really, like Kristen said, like a way more enjoyable water park experience.
Yeah. I loved that they had a rapid river and a lazy river. So that way the lazy people are not being annoyed by the rapid people that want to go to the lazy river.
Yeah. The rapid river is so cool too.
So fun. It looks amazing. So we will I'll grab my GoPro. We will actually do the lazy river and the rapid river and some rides and we'll actually record all that stuff too and have fun with it. But this time we just did a couple laps. We ate some food, got some really pretty photos and videos and, hung out in the wave pool and it was really great. We wanted to
see kind of what it was about and get some of those stock images and all of that.
It was great though. Beautiful. And the foliage that they have, all of their plants and flowers, so pretty. They have a ton of seating in the shade. Yeah. Which is wow, this is
so many umbrellas. It is.
I like how they had different tiers of seating too. So it wasn't just like grab a chair if you're lucky or you have to spend $250 on a cabana. They have that kind of mid-range,
like a day
lounger area that's right kind of dead center and in front of the bar. So if you kind of want to spend a little bit of extra money on something, but you don't want to go get patios, there's a mid tier, which is again, so nice. I swear to you, they took a poll and they listened to what people said, which is honestly what Disney should be doing, but they for some reason
that I'm crazy because Disney sends out those surveys. I just feel like they don't listen to them.
Yeah, they do. I don't think you ask the right questions on those surveys. The surveys you've gotten, and I don't know, weigh in the comments. They've all been how many times have you been here?
Yes.
When was your first trip here? I understand you kind of need to know if you're talking to somebody who's been here 100 times or somebody that's been here the first time. But either way, they're not listening to your answer. They don't care.
No. They're not. Because at any other parks, you can only rent a full cabana. And for instance, David and I don't need a full cabana. There's two of us.
And the cabanas at Volcano Bay?
I want to do for my bachelorette party, and I'll move on to the next park soon. But if you haven't done a cabana at Volcano Bay, you guys, you can, so naturally you get your own server, like any park. You can tap in to any ride from your cabana, and you can order food from any of the restaurants from your cabana. And then you still get a TV, a fruit tray, a fridge full of water,
that's so all cool. That.
But you can just lay there and go on to different rides from your cabana It's just smart. It's just
annoyingly, so cool.
It's annoyingly luxurious there. It's so good. And it makes me, I'll never forget because I was a massive, and I'll rate this soon. I was a massive Typhoon Lagoon fan, but post pandemic, they took away my favorite part of Typhoon Lagoon, which was the shark reef and getting to swim across the different fish and stuff. It used to be responsible. So they took it away, but it's fine. So that used to be my favorite water park. And then one of my friends, literally was come with me. I promise it's amazing. And now I can't, I'll never be able to unsee it. And it makes me sad. Okay. What would y'all rate as your number two?
Typhoon.
Yeah, probably Typhoon.
See, I would rate Blizzard Beach now as my number two.
Really?
That's so crazy.
Because they took away the sharks and I like the lift. I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like being lifted instead of all the stairs. I think that's a nice break. And I'm a theming gal, and I really like getting the pale, I like the little pale sundae.
It's
and
cute.
Then I also have like the, too. I they like how Miss the raft is like down the snow, the raft that you grab, the toboggan, not the toboggan, but you you race each other.
Like a
that
sled.
I really like that. And they had, when we were younger, do you remember there was a Disney movie or something where all the characters were going down that thing? It's mini Goofy.
Probably.
That's ringing a bell.
I just looked at photos of me at Blizzard Beach when I was 10, and I did see something like that. I just don't know what it was.
I just have a lot of fond memories of Blizzard Beach, so mine is Blizzard Beach.
Yeah, There you go.
I like Blizzard Beach, but again, like, I'm not a water slide kind of gal. So for me, it comes down to, like, how do I feel at either of those parks?
Okay.
Blizzard Beach, like, I feel like I'm in a water park. I don't feel like I'm on an island somewhere.
It's more hustle and bustle. Let's go do rides and run around these places.
Yes.
Where Typhoon
I feel like I'm on an island. It honestly reminds me of Castaway Key a little bit.
Yeah, same.
Not too much. Like, I mean, obviously there's a multitude of differences.
But I get where you're coming from.
Yes.
But
the vibe is like very similar to for that.
I know they've redone their food. Is it better? Is it good?
We don't, Typhoon, we'll see, because it's been closed. So over the summer, it was pretty decent. They had the Sand Pail Sunday. They had the Hei Hei Cone.
Love the Hei Hei Cone.
They had a Moana ice cream there. And then they have, like, obviously your chicken fingers and your nachos and stuff. And they had
the chicken wing station.
Yeah. Well, they have the chicken wings are at Blizzard Beach. Yeah. They have
chicken wings at Typhoon, too. Had them. Mm-hmm.
They had like some seafood options at Typhoon Lagoon that I don't remember them having at Blizzard Beach when I was there last week. They had like a fried shrimp thing. So we'll see what they bring back when it reopens and like what, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it seems like that's where I was confused, because with them, like, I know that opening and closing of the water parks is like mostly staff, but it did seem like for a moment they wanted to put money back into it because they did the little Frozen upgrade. They did.
I know.
So I really thought we were going to see like some major water park renovation with how long they were closed. And then they kind of just didn't.
Yeah.
So like, not even the chairs. Like, if anyone's been there, like, even the chairs are a little bit old and kind of old.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have the strap chairs. Yeah. And they're like the strap chairs and not like the one piece.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Like and the ones they have at Volcano Bay, again, are the nice ones, and you can like sit up, you can recline. These are like at Typhoon or Blizzard Beach, you're either sitting in a tiny little chair or you're lying completely flat. And it's like, yeah, there's kind of an in between there that I maybe would like to experience. Yeah.
Do you get towels at Typhoon Lagoon? Do you get towels
at your resort guest? You do if you are a resort guest.
Okay, it's the same at
Volcano.
Volcano, but yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I was hoping that at least for resort guests, because resort towels are tiny.
Jesse and I did H2O Glow last summer as well. And I feel like even that was fun. Don't get me wrong. That was a good experience. And I would definitely take my kids to that.
That
looks
fun.
Like in years past, H2O Glow has been like a very big deal. They've had the Pixar characters there. They've had a ton of characters. Yeah. They've had like a lot of specialty food. They've had a lot of specialty stuff. And this year I felt like it was very toned down. Like they did have some characters come out, but not.
Yeah, but it was only for the dance party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds great.
They had a couple of cute things to eat. They had that like bathtub thing with the neon Mickey waffles was another, and it was cute. Like, don't get me wrong, it was good. And I definitely would go back, but I kind of feel like again, this is another way that they can like jazz it up, get some people interested in the water parks, and then again, they kind of choose to like take the mediocre way out, and I don't understand why. Like, what return on that investment are you getting? And I don't like the both water parks are not open at the same time.
I wish they were, because like when I did the DCP, they like we went to the water parks all the time because
it was always like that before the pandemic.
Yeah,
so like
both were open all the time. So it's I don't know. It's been interesting. It feels like almost kind of like a nomad's land area. Like you either go or you don't. Like but I feel like a lot of families have been skipping it, which is sad because it is still fun, but like it does need.
It's still very themed, and I still enjoy it. Like, you know, I love both of them, but I mean,
it's a beach without having to go to the beach.
Yeah, right. And I will say that Typhoon's sand is softer than Volcano Bay's sand.
Their sand is very soft.
Yeah, Volcano Bay sand was very scratchy.
It's like shell sand. It's like a little bit coarse
clay sand, like the stuff that you would get at Home Depot for your sandbox, like for your turtle sandbox. We were kind of like, what is this?
That is very true, because I've looked at it before and you can see like pieces of shell. I Disney has reported another quarter of gains and not losses, and I see them making upgrades across, you know, the world and not in Florida. And I just feel like our water parks, like, we have the technology and they could be so good.
They need some help.
Like, we used to have a water park here called Wet n Wild in Orlando too. And even that was, it was not crazy theme, but the rides were even great. More developed. They were even more developed than the rides Disney has now. So, and that was like 10 years ago. So I'm just kind of like, I would really love to see them
invest in that a little bit more, especially because you obviously want people to go because they're literally giving it to you for free. Disney gives you nothing for free. So like they clearly want you to go, but then they're not making the investment to draw people in to go. Like it makes sense.
And I feel like it's still my number 2 and 3 based on nostalgia.
Yeah.
Same.
Sucks because, okay, well, my fourth and is Aquatica.
Aquatica. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been. So
Aquatica is very good. SeaWorld's
water park.
SeaWorld's water park. It is not as themed or as relaxing as Volcano Bay. It does have, if you are a ride person, it has a ton of slides and they're very thrilling. They're very thrilling slides. Just kind of like how SeaWorld is like a roller coaster place now. They are, you go through one where there's like dolphins next to you. However, you're kind of going way too fast to see them. Like, I don't know if you've been in it. It's a body slide.
I will not go in it.
No, you're going so fast. You can't see the tank at all.
I don't body slide. No.
At one point you realize that the slide is now light. And then it's like, you don't, the people watching you go on it can see that you're
I've swimming watched through it plenty tank. Of times, but I will not go on it.
I promise you, when you're in it, you don't see the fish at all next to you.
Yeah. And they also have the, Commissar dolphins.
They do.
However you say that, but they have like, and they have like meet and greets with them too. So you can like pet them and stuff. And those are the dolphins you're swimming through in that tube. Yes. So
they also have a rapid river too.
Yes.
Which is cool. Yep. I really liked Aquatica, but I haven't been back because I had like a really hectic day when I was there. I went on a weekday, but I don't keep up with like school schedules. So for instance, like I had no idea what spring break until you told me. So I probably went during like some kind of school off time. And I just found for the amount of people they had let in that day, it was a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. When it's busy, it's busy. But like I said, if you go not on spring break, not on summer break, if you go in like October, or like end of February, you know, beginning of March, whatever, when there's no breaks and you go in the week, even on a weekend, honestly, is not nearly as busy as on a break day because it's really enjoyable. You can just walk onto the slides. They just recently opened a bunch of new slides.
Yeah.
And they're constantly like, oh, we're doing this now. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should go back to Aquatica. I have a pass. Sure. I just have to find the time to go.
Yeah. And I was going to say too, another, like, if you are someone who is like coming with your family and just looking for something to do and you're already going to SeaWorld, you can normally add an Aquatica day for like $40.
It's cheap.
Or sometimes they do a promo where if you buy a SeaWorld 2-day, you're going to get Aquatica for free.
Yep.
So depending on what your plans are in Orlando, it can make a lot of sense to go. I just think that if you are going to attend a water park in Orlando, I wouldn't put that as like,
it's not up there, but I will say it is the cheapest one to go to.
It is the cheapest.
And if you just want to go on water slides and just have like a fun water day, it is a really good option.
Yes.
And then like you said, if you know, add it to your ticket, it's honestly cheaper than anything else you can do in Orlando.
Yeah.
It's even cheaper than like going to Fun Spot and spending a ton of money on like their rides and games.
No, sometimes it's literally like $50 to get in. And like if you go not during August and September, you can find some awesome deals.
Yeah, exactly. So, and sometimes, fun fact, sometimes SeaWorld is even on Groupon. So you can find discounts to Aquatica on Groupon. Yeah, I've seen it before. It hasn't, not recently. It was like probably about a year ago that I saw it last.
Yeah.
But either way, it's like nice little fun facts to like look.
I love that.
Yeah. So, but it's cool. But yeah, anyway, I mean, water parks, they are the thing to do. Spring break, summer. Only because the rides in like Magic Kingdom, for example, Universal, you walk onto the surface and you can just feel the heat radiating from the streets. It is so hot. It's honestly just nice to be in a swimsuit and be able to dunk your head into water whenever you want to.
Yeah.
So it's a nice option.
I forget who I was saying this to the other day. Maybe it was one of you. But I like adding the water park any water park to your vacation. So if you're doing like SeaWorld, adding the Aquatica. Universal, add the Volcano Bay. Because there are no beaches in Central Florida. Mm-hmm. We are like an hour and a half from the Gulf Coast and maybe 2 hours from the Atlantic Coast, depending on where you are in Central Florida. Like add 45 minutes to a half hour either way on that, depending on where you are. So what I like about it is it's a kind of a way to get that beach vacation and that theme park vacation in one trip. Like you're not spending a day or 2 hours driving to the beach from here. You're not just taking a beach vacation and laying around, which again, if that's your thing, that's fine. But like, you know, families have families that are all interested in different things. Like moms like me might want to just lay on the beach and have their husband take their kids on water rides because I've been momming for 4 days and I'm over it and I need you to take the children because I'm going to lose my mind. Whereas like, you know, but you still want to do that stuff with your family and go on the rides and make those memories. So I love that you are essentially getting two vacations.
Yeah, that's very true.
One vacation. And it's like, again, the water parks at either of these that we're talking about, Aquatica, Volcano Bay, even the Disney ones, it adding a water park day is going to be less expensive than adding another theme park day. So a better little bit of a cheaper option to like extend your vacation, get that little bit of like relaxing time, have that beach experience with your family. I'm sure the moms out there will agree with me. My children just love
it. They all have that feel. They all have sand. They all have sun. They all have lounge chairs. They all have umbrellas. You know, they all have some kind of ices or ice cream, or they have that beach feel, and you have everything right at your fingertips. It's not like you have to go to a beach, pack an umbrella, pack a chair, pack of this, pack of that.
It's already there.
No, it's too much. It's too much. Just go to the water park.
I agree with you, Christian, because sometimes like it, in terms of like the, it's good for like the family, because I feel like resort pools can get a little bit like you can't necessarily be there for 8 hours. No. And you still gotta have an activity. Have an activity later. They get crowded. They get boring. But like water parks, exactly what she said. There's a kiddie area. There is high speed rides if you have a teenager. There's you know, there's like all these different things. There's a bar for dad or whoever in your life that might want to drink. Like their mom, whoever, you know.
That's the there's other thing. I don't know about Aquatica. You guys will have to chime in. But at Volcano Bay and the Disney water parks, they are. Their drinks, soft drinks and alcoholic drinks are done completely different from the parks. So like I know at the Disney ones, you can get that beer cup, you buy it, you pay full price for that one. And then the other ones that you get throughout the day are at a discount. Same
Aquatica
thing.
Aquatica has the same plan.
Yeah. Volcano Bay is the same thing. They do like a drink, like a mixed drink, a cup, and they will then make you like another pina colada for a reduced price. Typhoon Lagoon, they have like that, you know, like the Disney water park sipper thing, and like it's the same thing. Then you get free soft drinks all day, and you can bring have it re-upped for like a lesser fee.
Like, and you're not finding that in the theme park. Like in the theme parks, you're not finding that. That doesn't exist, especially for alcohol. Like
exactly. So especially it's like again, it's even a little bit of more sort of an all-inclusive vibe with that too. Not really. In the sense of food and some of the other things, but like it is with that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's such a great little perk, I think, it's of the water park is how that is done so differently, I think, across the board.
Yeah.
I agree. Cause I think a lot of people really do overlook water parks and they come to Orlando and they're just like, go, go, go. And then they realize on like day three, like my feet hurt and I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
So like it is very nice to throw in instead of just your normal resort day, spice it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Spice it up. But yeah, we just, you know, I don't know. I love the Orlando water parks. I think
too.
I think living here, that's one of the cool perks instead of just going to like your community pool. If you have annual pass, you can just pop into a water park. So
whenever you want. Yeah.
It's really true. I think you guys had an honorable mention too.
We do. We were going to talk a little bit about Discovery Cove, just because Discovery Cove, it's not really a water park. It is an all-inclusive experience.
It is an experience. It is, if you treat yourself, do Discovery Cove.
Yeah.
Like, and if you like animals. If you don't like animals, it may not be for you.
Yeah, if you don't want to swim with fish, if you don't want to swim with dolphins, meet birds, have them land on your shoulder while you feed them. They also have a sloth meet and greet, which is... Oh my God.
Oh, my daughter would love that.
So cool.
Yeah. If you like are not a nature gal, it might be a skip. Not However, if you really like tropical nature and you also want to luxuriate, it's like peak.
And get unlimited food because your food is all included.
Drinks like sodas and stuff.
Yeah, included. Not alcohol. You can buy your own alcohol package, but
yeah,
you know, it's actually incredible. You get all your gear for snorkeling, all your gear for meeting the dolphins. It is, again, pricey, but if it's like a special occasion, a birthday, an anniversary, whatever, honestly, it's my amazing. Favorite park.
It is amazing.
All of the Orlando parks.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's so relaxing, but it's so immersive at the same time. Yeah. You can still kind of do what Kristen said of like take it at your own pace, but there's really not a ton of like water rides or like attractions. All the attractions are meant to still be like you are on an island. So like it is
snorkeling and swimming and hanging out with the dolphins and the fish. And again, like the bird experience, they have little otters. You swim like through the otter cave when you're on the lazy river.
Yeah. The lazy river, you go through the otter cave. It gets deep at one point and there's fish under you.
It's so cool.
And they warn you when it's about to get deep, there's people on the side, like with noodles, just in case you don't have something it's such a great experience. And so, if you can swing it, give it a try at one of your visits. Cause
it's worth it. 100% worth it. I have never felt so worth it in my entire life. Like,
Agree.
You want this much money? Hey, here you go.
Here you go. I agree. David asked me if I wanted to do that for my birthday one year. And I was like, not right now. Cause I want to do something else.
I did it a couple years ago for my birthday and it's amazing.
It's so good.
No.
But yes. We just wanted to mention that because it deserves to be recognized.
Yeah, because it's not a water park, but it is a park with water, and it's a theme.
That you can attend and should.
Park. Yeah.
I mean, that you can attend and should.
Different. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, that's awesome. So those are our thoughts. Again, I'm really interested to see how the strategy of, like, here, take a free water park day. You will go to the water park, the one that we have open on the day that we tell you to go.
Yeah, right.
Strategy
works
for Disney. We'll see if it does anything, Did you do anything for free? You should take advantage of it because it's very rare.
It's true.
But how that's going to work logistically, I think kind of remains to be seen. And I hope that they leave both, like, that this maybe means that they're going to leave both water parks open, that the transportation is going to be easier to get to the water parks at Disney. Maybe they'll stay open later, because I know, like, during the spring months they close at 5. I think it's a little bit later during the summer, but like not
6 or 7.
It's not by much, so
no,
maybe, you know, they'll leave them open a little bit later, and then that way if you do get in at 3 o'clock, you're not like, oh well, this is a waste. Like, maybe it'll work. So we'll see.
It's true.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see for sure.
I don't know. I think that Universal would eat Disney's lunch. I really do. But we'll see. I don't know. It pains
me. It's so hard because I have all the diehard fans were like, I'm definitely still going to buy my annual pass, but I might buy one with way more blockout dates, honestly.
That's what I have.
Well, that's the thing. Like, at least like for work, you guys still, but for all the people who like, if I'm going to buy a Universal Pass, I'm not buying my $1,000 Disney Pass. I'm going to buy the cheapest one.
Yeah.
I think that's the strategy that a lot of locals are going to take. And even people that have been diehard Disney, like, you're going to step down that, you know.
Yeah. I'm curious. I mean, it's a whole new experience. Why wouldn't you?
The second they release those Epic Universe passes, I don't care what the hell price it is.
I'm jumping.
Yep. I'm adding it.
Here's the money. Because I'm going.
Jumping.
Yeah. I'm adding it to my annual pass for sure. Sure.
I mean, there's it's only like an extra $100 to $2, but who knows?
That's hopeful. Probably that is very hopeful, Jessie. Okay. That's hopeful.
Very hopeful.
We'll get a break, like, because I know Jessie and I added the water park to our annual passes for our Universal passes. We have the 2-park now. We have the 3, and like the prorated rate was not like terribly. It didn't pay for us to spend the whatever $89 for one day, because it was only like $117 with tax to just add in the rest of the year. And by year, I mean like a full year, because we have
till March of 2025.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping that, like, if they announce the Epic stuff and like we're already in a term, then you get like the prorated rate on it. And then when you go to renew, it's already cheaper. So like maybe we'll save some money that way.
crossing all the things.
Oh, wow, Priya.
Universal listens.
All the thingies.
Yeah, Universal
listens. They do listen. So
that's what we'd like, Universal, if you can just do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Perfect.
All right, well, let us know what you think. If you're excited about, like, the water park, if you go to the water parks, if that's something you do. If you think that, like, this new promotion is going to bring the people in. If you think that Universal is going to continue to eat Disney's lunch for the next several years.
If you want any stickers for the water parks, let us know which ones.
We've been toying with the idea of a Miss Tilly sticker for literally 2 years now. Yeah. But it's like,
and we kind of want to do
it and have it ready for the summer. And then we're like, forget it. We're like, oh, well, this one instead. So, yeah.
Yeah. Or the Blizzard Beach alligator.
Yeah.
We got a lot of different things.
We have a couple different ones.
Yeah. So let us know. Thanks guys. See you in a few weeks. Have a good one. Bye.